when we first met with Dr. Bello, he wanted to hear what we had been through with Hudson, what we've experienced. You know, we wanted to know what we were bringing with us. He did say he wanted to start from scratch with Hudson. He wanted to do an EEG, find out what's happening with Hudson right now.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go. And
if you face, he's not presenting the way a lot of people typically do. We're not seeing classic seizures, and I guess at that point we didn't know what absence epilepsy looked like. So Dr. Bello wanted to treat Hudson, not his EEG. I think it really helped Hudson to have somebody talk with him who took the time to find out, how are you feeling? Tell me what goes on in your mind. Tell me what it feels like in your body. Dr. Bello saw what we saw, and he spent time with him. We just felt so good because he spent probably 2 hours with us the first time we went in. He had a 24-hour EEG. I hope you know somebody loves you. He was able to see what he was doing throughout the full day. And then from that, he said, yes, he is having hundreds of seizures today. You know, they say that absence epilepsy and OCD and tics and trets and ADHD, all this stuff goes together. We're very lucky that Hudson doesn't have ADHD. He also has separation anxiety. And he's recently been diagnosed with multiple phobias. Hudson won't go outside to play by himself. The issues with having to have the shower curtain open because he's scared of bugs and things that aren't there. Down to, you know, not eating, losing weight. For probably well over 2 years, has not been anywhere by himself. Where we are, Hudson is. It keeps him awake at night because he's imagining that there's tarantulas in his bed, and he really is scared. It's very real to him. When you ask him how you're feeling is in regards to, you know, anxiety, I think Hudson described it best. He just said he feels trapped. When you look at a family, when you're not behind the closed doors, you don't know what goes on. I think we do sometimes come across as a little more together than we are.
My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to.
The whole family suffers when you've got somebody that's dealing with anxiety and something like absence epilepsy and tics and Tourette's and phobias, and everybody suffers. It takes over your life. I am so sleep deprived. I honestly don't know how I get up every morning and do it. You know, I lay in bed at night and I am so tired that my heart races.
We're kind of losing it a little bit. Recently, we just had our first appointment with the neuropsychiatry team, and it's a group of specialists that just look at every avenue. A psychiatrist, a psychologist, and a neurologist, a pharmacist, and a family counselor, all on the same team. They look at every problem that you're having as a family. Every question we have is answered. Every concern we have is looked into. And they're not just treating Hudson, they're helping all of us. They are offering to talk to Ryan and I because the stress that it puts on a marriage when you're not sleeping. There's been so many times where Ryan and I have laid awake at night watching Hudson because his breathing is funny, because he has literally passed out before bedtime, like not just fallen asleep, but passed out. Whether it's a drug reaction, whether it's because he was so exhausted, whatever caused it, we watch him go from laying in bed and talking to just eyes rolling back and passed out. And was that a seizure? Was it just, what was that? And there's been times where I have been scared to be responsible for Hudson. Just knowing that they're there, if I called them and said, I feel like I'm falling apart, I need some relief, they would get it, you know, and that is something that Kim is looking into, is some respite time for Ryan and I. Is that this life? Can I tell you something awful? Yesterday, I took Maya shopping because she just needed some mom time. And so I took her to the mall and we just walked around. And I got home and I felt guilty because for 2 hours, I wasn't responsible for any medication. And I just felt so horrible to be so happy to have a break. So when I feel that way, I just wonder what Hudson feels like. You know, can you imagine what it must feel like? I just wonder what it feels like to be Hudson. And
to look at him and see him still being happy, even though he's exhausted, and doing what other kids do, even though his brain is doing what it's doing to him. And, you know, I'm very proud of him. We've asked Dr. Vello many times because, you know, we get into his office and we break down and we cry and we say, is Hudson going to be okay? And Dr. Vello, he looks at Hudson and he sees what he's done and how he is and where he's come from. And he said, someday he'll be okay and we'll get through this. It's hard. There's sometimes when it's really hard, but I trust Dr. Vello. I really do. We've got a long road ahead of us. We're not even close to done, but we've got a really good support system. We've got an amazing hospital that we can take him to. And positive things are starting to happen that haven't happened for a very long time. And we're not alone.